Morgan, it's Charlie Tuna. It's back in the radio. I hate to start the show off on a rather indignant note, but I had two library books I have accidentally left in here last week, and now they're missing. It's particularly upsetting because I didn't finish coloring one of them. Beautiful, isn't it? Especially when it's Big Bad Leroy with Charlie Tuna, the perfect way. Touch me in the morning. And if that doesn't work, then grab me by the leg, lady. Then just walk away. We don't have tomorrow, but we had yesterday.
Don't you know I need to have tonight when you're run away and hope that time wouldn't try to find us.
Yes, Virginia, there is a Charlie Tuna. And a radio hotline, too. Any problems today, get set. I'll take care of them in a couple of seconds. Here's Paul Simon with the Dixie Hummingbirds. Don't look up.
When I was a little boy.
When I was just a boy.
The devil called my name.
When I was just a boy.
Say now, hoodoo.
Ooh.
Who do you think you're fooling?
When I was just a boy.
I'm a consecrated boy.
When I was just a boy.
Singer in Sunday choir.
Paul Simon's new single, cut originally off the There Goes Rhyme and Simon album. It's called Love Me Like a Rock. You want to rock and roll around a little bit, or you just want to sit here and moss around with Charlie Tuna? I got a couple of items here in front of me from our crack news crew. Remember President Nixon's recent stay in Bethesda Naval Hospital in Maryland? How much it cost him? Cost President Nixon $1.75 a day to stay there, where he was treated for viral pneumonia, remember, a while ago. That's the going rate for the commander-in-chief and naval officers. Enlisted men, of course, are charged nothing. $1.75 a day for the president. Also, Universal Pictures is going to be auditioning Snakes, That's right. The picture company that launched the careers of thousands of beautiful Hollywood starlets is moving into a new direction of glamour by staging a snake beauty contest. And perhaps hundreds, maybe thousands, of Southern California snake owners are expected to enter the competition. Last time, a bunch of them showed up, and they said, don't coil us, we'll coil you after the auditions. But I wonder if anybody out there's got a snake they're going to audition in that. What's that? Right, a lot of Hollywood agents would qualify right away. Go and tell it to the chaplain is a famous military expression. Well, the chaplain is always ready to listen. Chaplains are a vital force for maintaining high morale in our armed forces. They do more than conduct religious services. They minister to the sick, the wounded, and the imprisoned. They conduct character guidance programs, and they work hand in glove with community organizations like church and civic groups and the Red Cross. Got a problem? Go tell it to the chaplain. I already got a problem. A phone call here from, I guess Jose Taco is back on the line and back in business. In Tijuana again. Hello?
Hello?
Buenos dias, senor.
Hello?
Senor
Taco.
Yes, my old friend, Charituna.
Yes, how are you?
Well, this is Jose Taco. You know, senor, I call you because when I was gone, the Hapchang Buga was calling you, you know?
That's right.
He's a very, very bad man. We have to fire him over here.
You did?
Oh, yeah. He didn't do no job for me at all, you know, senor. But he left some notes that your car was stolen.
Not my car. The back seat was stolen.
Oh, he say leave a note, he say Charlie Tuna car stolen.
No, it was just the back seat.
Oh, see, because he get everything mixed up, we have to let him go.
But they recovered it.
Oh, did you get the seat back?
Yes, at a drive-in movie.
Well, I've been waiting ever since then. Guess my baby's got another hit. Stood up, broken hearted again. I'll bet she's out having a ball. Not even thinking of me at all. Stood up, broken hearted again. Well, I know just what I ought to do. I ought to find somebody new. But baby, I couldn't forget about you. Stood up, broken hearted again. Must I always be the one left behind, never having any fun? Stood up, broken hearted again. But I guess I'll go on being a fool, sitting around just waiting for you. Stood up, broken hearted again. Well, I know just what I ought to do. I ought to find me somebody new. But baby, I couldn't forget about you. Stood up, broken hearted again. Stood up, broken hearted again. Stood up, broken hearted again.
I must be your basic rock and roll reactionary, because I love those old ones. That's Rick Nelson, Stood Up, which is usually the position I do my show in after a weekend of horseback riding. Here's War, Eric. Remember that? It's called Gypsy Man. That may account for all his flashy clothes and that golden earring he's wearing. Stop that wagon train! My watch is missing!
Yeah.
That's war. I like that. Must be the gypsy in my soul. That's Gypsy Man with Charlie Tuna. I just noticed some interesting graffiti on the studio wall today. I always try and pass these along to you from time to time. Some other disc jockey may pick them up and have some good material with them. One reads, "A bird in the hand isn't worth the risk." And the other one reads, "If you've seen 55 whooping cranes, you've seen them all." What our staff has been up to lately. We'll get to what you've been up to lately with the radio hotline. Any problems, questions, or things bugging you, now's the time to call, and I'll talk to you in half a minute about it. How do you get into the largest classroom in the world? How do you get in step with millions of other American service personnel stationed in almost every corner of the globe? Men and women who have taken elementary, high school, and college courses while in uniform. The trick is to enroll in USAFI. That's the United States Armed Forces Institute. It even offers university extension courses, business courses, and technical and vocational training. See your education advisor. Get with the education action. Now, to the action on the phones. We'll find out what's happening with the radio hotline.
Yeah, I was wondering about the government, how it's trying to stop smog, and how the Navy's polluting so much.
Oh, that's always been a problem, though. I mean, if you've ever heard about the Navy beans.
Yeah.
Radio hotline.
Is this the radio hotline?
Let me check. Yeah, yes, it is.
Have I won?
Have you won what?
Anything. I just...
No. This is for problems or questions or things that are bugging you.
Well, I'm bugged because I just got up.
And you didn't win anything, right? You should have dialed one. Radio hotline.
Hello, Chuck.
Yes.
Say, I've got a couple of free passes to a ball game tomorrow night. And I was wondering if maybe you and your hotline could possibly get me a date. You know, like I could give you my number off the air or something like that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I guess, yeah, if you want to go to a ball game, you want to score, right?
Right. Now, I'll take callers 36-24-35.
Radio hotline.
I'm stuck in summer school for another 3 simping weeks, and, like, it's driving me bananas.
Okay, so what's the problem? That itself?
Yeah.
Hold on, carrying the chicks home from school instead of their books. Radio hotline.
Hello, Chuck?
Yes.
Say, whatever happened to that Texas blob that I never heard about anymore?
The Texas, you know, I don't know.
You don't?
The last I heard, it had kind of disintegrated and gone into the ground.
Oh, it had.
But that, I guess, is what happens to old blobs. They just kind of fade away.
Maybe Ed might know there.
Well, Ed has had a little bit of a weight problem lately, and is kind of sensitive about talking about blobs. It's Radio Hotline.
Hello.
Yes.
I have a million-dollar idea.
Oh, yeah? What's the idea?
Well, I'm a Who fan, and I think...
Who?
A Who. Who-who?
Who-who. Which Who? Guess Who?
No, the Who.
Who? Wonder Who.
The original Who.
Who's Who's?
This is a group from England that we...
Who? Of course, Who. Yes,
right.
That Who.
Yeah.
Who?
And one of the problems I think that they're having in not recording so much anymore is that they're running out of material.
Who?
Yeah.
Who?
They have to write their own, remember? So, anyway, I thought that they should make a remake of The Phantom at the Rock Opera. It seems like it's, you know, perfect for them because Peter Townsend could be the opera writer
who?
Who lives in the sewer.
Who?
Peter Townsend.
Who?
Keith Moon would be his henchman.
Who?
Roger Daltrey would be the singer that he teaches. And the producer would be John Entwistle.
I'll submit that to Who's Who, and we'll see what happens. Radio hotline.
I got a question.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to be giving away tickets this morning?
Yes, there will be tickets given away this morning. I only charge $1.25 for tours of my house. Radio hotline.
Charlie?
Yes?
I've got a problem.
Uh-huh.
I eat too many bananas. I'm addicted to them. What should I do?
Watch your step. You're liable to slip and fall down on all those peels. It's radio hotline. Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fine.
Is this Al Waples?
This who?
Al Waples.
Is this Al Waples?
Yes.
No, this is Charlie Tuna. Al's down the hall in a men's room.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just call back later.
Well, why did you want to speak to Al?
Huh?
Why did you want to talk? Who is Al Waples, by the way?
I just talk on KCFJ since KCFJ.
Let me check. No, this is Charlie Tuna.
Oh, I have the wrong station then.
I know. It's hard to tell us apart.
Okay.
Give my regards to Al.
I will.
Radio hotline.
Is this Charlie Tuna?
No, this is Al Waples.
That was very funny. This is Starkist Tuna.
What?
This is the man from Starkist Tuna.
Yeah.
We've been studying you on your radio shows, and we see that you don't have good taste. But
oh, hold it a minute. Starkist. How come I don't get paid scale anymore? Radio hotline.
Hi, Charlie.
Yes.
This is Cindy Wakin again. Remember I called up before about some things I wanted to get off my chest?
Yes.
Well, I didn't give him my support, but you see...
Get off! My chest! Radio hotline.
Charlie?
Yeah, hello?
Tom, I had a stuffed nose since I've been born.
Now, take it apart to see what makes it run. Radio hotline.
Hello, Chuck?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought I'd call and congratulate you on a show well done.
Oh, when was that?
Well, you see, this morning when I turned the radio on, I decided to set it on fire. And I was hoping you'd like it well done.
Get off!